Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Ready?
I think mine is better. Yeah, keep doing that.
Come on, Eric. Bring some chairs to the stage. We about to get paid. Eric.
Who's Eric?
I don't know. I like that song.
But chairs? Girls, bring some girls to the stage.
I don't know why. I just want to say, like, bring some chairs. It seems like Eric's being helpful. Huh? Bringing girls seems like, I don't know.
Bring some girls to the stage makes perfect sense.
Oh, like,
bring some chairs to the stage.
I've never had, like, a wrangler, you know?
If he has to tell Eric over the microphone during the song to bring some chairs to the stage,
maybe Drake's being helpful.
No. Eric's getting fired.
Maybe he's like, bring some chairs to the stage.
Because the chairs weren't
sit
already
down.
There. They should already
know. It
could have
been something new happening, like
no,
improv.
No, the chairs are supposed to already be
Drake
there.
Drake is low-key a comedian. He could be doing improv comedy in this situation.
I'm
bring
sure.
Bring some chairs to the stage. But no, I've never had a woman wrangler, so I didn't think that first. But yeah, maybe Eric is really good at bringing some girls.
Soon come, my boy. Soon
That'd be great. I'd have a lasso on stage.
Wow.
Hey, yo, Eric, out here. Bring some chairs to the stage.
Some chairs. Still. So you're not really trying to get girls.
I want girls and chairs. I want both.
Well, so why not just ask for the girls?
Well, hopefully the girls were already there, and now that's just me being polite. Like, bring some chairs so that they can sit down and get off their feet, get off their heels.
Do they really need to sit down on stage? You giving lap dances?
I don't know what's happening in the situation.
Okay.
I was just being a gentleman.
Yeah, you out here bringing chairs for the lap dance.
What Come up, on. You guys? Welcome to another episode of Thick Threads, the thickest show on the internet. We just go down nice rabbit holes of debauchery. I am your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
That's a cool little cartoon intro.
You like that?
It's like you popped out of the little... Mm-hmm. And I'm Persephone.
I thought you was going to say out the cake.
You shining today.
Am I?
You got the ice.
The ice is out.
Bling, bling. You know what's so crazy? I was about to say, you going somewhere after this, and I remembered it was a thread where that's how black people compliment each other. It's just like, where are you going after this?
Well, you know what? That's really you nice of you somewhere? Because you are my biggest hater.
What?
You're my biggest hater.
That's not true. I'm not a hater.
Hey, you've reveled in the fact that you were my biggest hater. And now you don't like it?
That's saying a lot. I'm not your biggest hater because I support you in everything that you do. Mm. But... I make fun of you all the way.
Every step through.
Someone got to humble you.
Why?
Because you should see what it's like for her out in public. She don't have to wait in line. She don't have to. She just doesn't have to live the same life because she's just Persephone. Oh, right this way, ma'am. Did you set this up? No, they just do that stuff.
I have a kind energy about me. And I think that it attracts people. And
you know how
I
many
wear
people
low
I know?
Cut tops.
You know how many people I know that have kind energy?
But I wear low cut tops.
They don't get shit.
So it helps.
They don't get shit, but compliments on their kind energy.
Also, this is the type of energy that I pull from people. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always positive energy. You know how I feel about that.
I'm not hating on
so, it. So, yeah, I typically do get to skip the line. And
so, because of your positive energy.
If they're not serving breakfast, I can still get the breakfast.
Oh,
but
really? You get the restaurant hookups,
happened.
Too?
Yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is you need a humbler.
No, I don't. You don't have to humble me every second.
I think it's necessary.
You just like it. But I'm going to start humbling you.
You okay? I'm humble. You don't even have to do nothing.
Yes, I do. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, I do.
You are nice to the people that come up to you.
I'm very nice.
You're the popular one between us. You're the more famous one.
Okay.
You are famous.
Yeah, right. All right. Between, okay. I'm not even going to let her get away with that. I'm just going to let her get away with that.
Ah, about time. See? Now we're getting somewhere.
Let's get into the thickums. Let's go into the thick of it.
Hey.
Right, if we could, yeah, if we can license one song for this podcast, it would be that. Backyardigans, please hit us up. Please. I would love that song.
Ugh.
What is
Ugh? The thick of it?
Ugh. I don't know, maybe stepped on something. They're going through the thick of it.
We're going through the... Okay.
I went last time.
You went last time.
So it's going to be ladies first today.
And you really are not, like, your thread, I just don't think it can hold a candle to mine.
Well, let me say my thread.
Okay.
So that people will know what to expect on the later.
Okay. I'm just going to say the first sentence of my thread because I feel like if I say the whole thing, it's like really getting into it already.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is, my thread is about code switching. Now, for all the white people who may be watching, code switching is basically, it's slang for what black people have to do when they're at their corporate jobs, when they have to dumb down slang and things that they would say naturally. This is a hilarious thread about a black woman who accidentally said spin the block in a meeting.
Oh my
she
God.
She forgot to gatekeep, and now it's just the immediate culture change in the office after she said that.
Oh my God. And they probably look at her like, I used it.
Spin the block. Yeah, and I'll get into what spin the block means.
Did I say it right?
Before I start. But that will come later.
Okay.
Thick thread number one. What you got?
My thread says, I went through my old bitch phone when I was like 20. Yeah. And.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I went through my old bitch phone when I was like 20. Now.
Hey, I don't get why people do that and then get shocked at the what they knew already.
Because I don't think they knew.
But it's like if you're doing that, you setting yourself up. You setting yourself up.
If you're dealing with, look, sometimes people be confused about what's going
you know,
on.
That clarity.
Yeah, I think that is.
It makes sense. It's
good
the,
way to
it's
get
usually
clarity.
The timing. Like y'all be getting clarity at the wildest times.
But also, because
the
looking,
spirit told you to. The universe said something.
But also looking, you could get the wrong context too, because you don't know what other types of conversations or whatever that they had on, like, say, different platforms or whatever. So you're looking through and it's like, oh, for real? Okay.
Getting half the story.
And half the story.
The other
and
half
this
is
really
on
be like,
the gram.
They was talking about the circus and you over here thinking Pound Town is sex.
I wonder
it's
if that's
really
ever happened.
One of the,
accidental.
One of the segments of the circus.
What would that even look like?
I really enjoy Pound Town.
You really balanced on. You saw. Remember the balance on the balls? Man, you really that beast was really tamed.
Ooh, you really threw that javelin.
Well, they were in the circus. I was trying to be like,
they
be
really
like,
threw that javelin.
What could you say as a spectator that could also be sexual? Man, that was really balanced on the nose.
The way they slid down that pole.
I haven't been to a circus in a long time. I'm using all these 1920 references.
I don't know either.
Are seals still even in circuses?
Seals and balance the balls? I don't know.
I'm thinking of the bear on the chair. I don't think they do any of that shit.
They got a grizzly lions, bear on the lions probably still jump through the ring of hoop. I mean, the ring of fire.
I don't know. No? They've killed enough people.
Right. All elephants right, so going crazy. It's like it's dangerous times for a circus.
But I'm assuming this guy went into the phone and found exactly what he didn't want to see. So
into the sick of it.
The sick of it.
The okay. sick of it.
What we got?
Okay. I went through my old bitch phone when I was like 20. Really not even on purpose. But when I did, some nigga just moved out her apartment building and she texted the nigga, quote unquote. So that means I can't get no dick no more. Nigga, I ain't touched a phone since. I'm still losing weight behind that shit.
I like how he threw in like I didn't go through her phone for no reason.
Right.
It was on accident. Mm-hmm. He just had to get that off.
Not on Oof. Purpose.
Woo. Nigga. Please. She had an in-house dick. Mm-hmm. In apartment. So all those times he didn't come over.
So his like, he's definitely not top. Her dude probably ain't even in the top sexual partners, because you bugging because the nigga in your building. So clearly that nigga's above you.
Damn. I've never had no in apartment vagina. That must be great. Just unit 17.
I think it probably is a recipe for disaster, and you should be happy that you haven't had that.
Oh my God!
Imagine she's just walking down your hallway every now and then, just to see what's going on in your apartment. There's some crazy stuff there that could happen.
There could have been some trouble.
Because don't let you really put it down. Put it down, you guys would be stigmatized. Yeah, you gonna get them ran up. I was just passing by your...
That would have been cool in college, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, much better for college.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, mind you, I found...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
All of this out on New Year's Eve going into the new year after I just met her whole family that night.
See, timing. You met her whole family. It's New Year's and that's when you chose to ruin everything.
Y'all niggas don't know the pain. I thought I was about to marry that bitch.
Damn, he was about to propose.
He's about to marry her, and he's about to marry her, and she was out here trying to get dicked down by her neighbor. He moved.
Yeah, and but so I mean, that means it was a constant thing for a minute. She was getting unit five,
and she was begging for another nigga to come back.
She was getting floor three'd.
Floor three.
I just assumed he was on the third floor.
Cell block.
Woof. That's a rough one. That's a roughin.
That is rough. Yes. Somebody said, yeah, hopefully soon some generation starts to understand not to trust people by 18 to 25. Just have fun until you're ready, because relationships in your early years can be traumatic.
People trying to trust people at age 22 is wild.
Ooh, that's tough. I can't believe I trusted that dude at 21.
When they wildin' too?
Ooh, he was playing me.
They were wild. Like that's a fiddle. Prime wildin' times. That's crazy.
Fiddle. Playing me like a fiddle. Not a violin. Man. Not a
banjo.
Can
you imagine telling you a fish telling a shark, like, you can only bite on me. You go out into that ocean, you can't eat no other fish. They like.
It's a young one,
nigga,
too?
I'm in college.
Nigga, I'm in college.
I'm a college fish? Shark.
Oh, my God. What? Patrick. I'm going back to the thread.
Yeah, go ahead.
My boyfriend went out one night while I kept his son. He comes home drunk as shit, throwing up. As I'm cleaning up this man's throw up, his phone is vibrating. I pick it up thinking it's his friends checking on him. Nope, man was cheating on me while I watched his kid.
Vicious.
Somebody said, wow, foul as fuck.
So he was like, yeah, I have a babysitter. Don't worry, I can go out tonight. Right. I have a sitter. Hey, can you watch little Tyrone? I'm going to P.F. Chang's.
That would be, for me, a villain origin story.
That's crazy.
Because if I'm watching your kid and you over there, what?
Don't block his blessings. That could be his true love.
You better let me go. You better let me go. Ruin that
just
because
of a little babysitting.
If you searching for your true love, you better let me go, because...
You got a free watch out of it, too. That's crazy.
Not just one.
A free kid watch.
She got free babysitting. That's probably not the first time.
Oh, you think it was like a constant thing?
Yeah, he probably got months of free babysitting.
Man, the audace.
Ooh-wee. All right, we were on a 7-day cruise. I had a feeling something was afoot.
Oh, she had a magnifying glass. She was following little footsteps. Something's afoot.
Right. Something was afoot because she texting and Wi-Fi $25 a day. First night after dinner, we go to the nightclub. She doesn't have pockets or a purse and gives me her phone. It's buzzing in my pocket, and I checked when I went to the bathroom. I wanted to jump overboard. And he has a gif of a man jumping off a boat.
Oh, this was because he was on a cruise ship?
Mm-hmm. He said, LOL, my bad. I saw a text from her ex saying, quote unquote, my sheets still smell like you. And she responds, I love you. Can't wait to see you when I'm back. She fucked him the night before the boat left from Miami, where she was from, and he still lived.
There. He still lived there.
And he still lived. Well, yeah. Where she was from and where he still lived.
And you are literally stranded with her on this boat.
Yeah. That's probably how. You think that's how that brawl started with the 35 people on the
Hilarious.
Boat?
Hilarious. I heard that was because of a threesome, which is wild. Like, that's even more audacity than this girl. That girl smashed somebody, another couple, on the boat while she was with her dude.
And imagine when he found out on the 7-day cruise, though. He could have found out day two when they already smashed. He'd been in them guts. He'd been eating her out. And
I'm throwing her overboard at night. No one will know.
All you feel is a little bump.
And then you time it with the boat horn.
See the horn. See a little tinge. A little tinge of pink in the water.
Oh, I'd be sick. I would just start living wherever we docked. Like, oh, Brazil? I'm Brazilian.
Right.
Sergio Mendez.
We gotta disappear.
That's wild. That's bold to be out on vacation. Like, can't wait till I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Big bold.
Somebody said, that changed your whole identity pain right there.
That's when you do the big chop.
Right. Yep.
I'm going to try life with the short hair.
I'm
fuck
about
it.
The Jada. All right. Went through a phone after we both slutted each other out. Home was knocked out cold. Oh, maybe homie.
Yeah.
Was knocked out cold. I ain't going front. Curiosity took over. So I used face recognition, and yo, let me tell y'all, this dude had so many nudes from both genders. Come to find out, he had made fake accounts to keep up with me and other bitches.
Oh, he was being fake people for these women. That's a lot to unpack at once. First of all, you going through phones after getting slutted out? That's like prime trusting hours. That's when you just like, fuck it.
Right.
It is what it is.
Oh my God.
So she used the face recognition, went deep into it, and saw vaginas and penises.
Uh-huh.
That's probably the craziest part of the story. The fake accounts is wild, but the double down, not that there's anything wrong with it. But
I don't want to go on the phone and see him eating ass. Like,
it's just like, man, I wish I just saw some pussy. Right. I wish. That's man, you can't really trust him with anybody.
Nobody. Nowhere. Leave.
Nobody.
Leave.
I'm out with the guys tonight.
He's gonna have to be with the guys. Right.
Guys.
Boys trip.
We're going on a cruise ship.
Mm-mm, we went to the cabin.
Cruise ship.
Oh, hell.
Wow. That was a lot. And then what was the third thing? Having fake accounts? That's just a level of pimping that you gotta have too much time for. I like that was a fun thing to try to achieve in high school and like early career days, but it's just like you can't have that much time. I would really be like, man, I'm putting a lot of time into this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be three different people.
That's crazy. Man. Like, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with having a finsta, but
you got a finsta. How many you got?
I have a finsta. One.
Are you a man or woman on it?
Don't be asking me questions about my fence.
I want to know. I want to know.
I'm not telling you.
This whole podcast is going to be about me getting the secrets, trying to find the secrets of the woman.
You're not getting my Finsta, buddy.
Okay. Go to the next one.
I'm going to get it. He's not going to get it.
I'm going to find out.
Right. No, you're not.
It's probably some trash name like Tersephone.
Go look for that one. Yeah, you're going to find it probably.
Tersephone.
But it's not me. Okay. You can be having a conversation with a whole fake profile trying to get you to wire them $500 in gift cards.
Sir Peffany.
Sir Peffany?
That's kind of the best one.
That's stupid.
Sir Peffany at yours.
Ew!
It's like a dude.
Ew. I don't like it. I'm going to the next one.
His big muscles.
Sir Peffany? That's gross. Okay. Girl went into the store without her phone and it rang and said, quote unquote, hubby. With a photo of them two together. Ooh, and he was in his police uniform.
Oh, snap.
I said, nah, bitch. You ain't finna get me legally killed.
Wow. Oh, man. That's even a new thing. I never even thought about. As much as we thought about police brutality, I never thought of the police ex-boyfriend.
Right. Have you seen those videos where, like, the cop pulled over his wife in the car with her side dude? Like,
I think that's straight up. I feel like that's allowed. If you're in a cop car and you can pull cars over and you see that, that seems like it shouldn't be allowed. But
he
made
her walk home. He made her get out the car with the dude, and he let the dude go. He's like, this is my wife. And he's like, oh, shit. He told her get out the car and for him to leave.
Well, he was the main in that one, mm-hmm. catching the side piece. This one seems like you decide. And the main is a buff
right.
police captain?
Hubby?
Oh, no. Nah.
Oh,
she
hell
said, fuck
no.
12.
Oh.
Yeah?
Literally.
Yeah.
Keep your uniform on.
I mean, that's an instant deal breaker for me. I'm like, you got this.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice thought. Keep your uniform on. Have you ever dressed up?
In a cop outfit?
Not just a cop outfit, but just any type of like...
No,
unless you usually on Halloween.
You know what? I did. I was Michael Jackson that year. I was Michael Jackson, and she was an Eskimo. I know Eskimo is that's a blanket term that's not nice, but that's what
is it called now?
Well, I actually just learned this on Damn Internet You Scary. Eskimos are only one tribe that white people found in that whole icy region, so they just called everybody Eskimos, kind of like Indians.
Got it.
Apparently Eskimo is just one tribe.
Oh,
but
okay.
That was what the Halloween costume was called. And I was Michael Jackson. So it was probably a really strange sight.
I'm visualizing the session. It's mm-hmm. pretty weird.
Yeah. We almost fixed a taxi. Biggie Smalls was banging on the door trying to get us to get into the
Ooh, you don't
the taxi
know where
cab.
I thought you when you said Biggie Smalls was banging. I'm like, wait a minute. This getting weird now.
Oh, you thought the music was on? Or he was in there with us. Nah, I just told you, Michael Jackson.
You said Biggie Smalls was banging. So in my head, when you said Biggie Smalls was banging and we talking about you having
no,
sex.
No, this is actually
like,
hilarious. When you take woo! The actual people out of it and just talk about the costume, Michael Jackson was smashing a native, an Eskimo.
Alaskan, maybe?
I don't know what it was. So I'm just going to say she was smashing an Eskimo. Because it could have been a suit from that specific tribe.
Okay.
Got past that. Biggie Smalls was banging on the door, like, we gotta go, the taxi's about to leave. And Jimi Hendrix was waiting in the taxi cab trying to bribe him to stay, and I ended up throwing up in that taxi cab.
Ooh.
Yeah, you talk about stories that sound made up.
Yeah.
That was
pretty good, though.
That was, yeah.
You can't hold your liquor. I didn't know you was like that.
Always. And this was in college.
You still throw up off liquor?
No, not really. Not often, unless it's like a... Yeah, I've actually thrown up this year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
this
up.
Year?
Yeah, I've thrown up this year.
Usually we say, like, you know, 10 years ago I used to.
Hey, I'll be throwing up.
I blacked out. I don't throw up. I black out before I throw up.
I hate blacking out. You got to ask people, yeah. Like, was I straight? Was mm-hmm. I good? Was I cool?
Oh, don't black out and go look at your text messages.
Thankfully, I don't do drunk calls or texts. Thank God.
I do.
And I don't act out of the normal. But I think my main thing is when I get too messed up, I just figure out a way to get away and get home. I run.
Black out. But the only time I've let myself like go like that and just drink like crazy is around people that I trust.
Yeah, when you're
trust,
like
trust.
Somewhere that you're
so,
staying
yeah.
put and stuff like that.
So if I black out, I know I ain't gonna wake up in a in a back alley somewhere with
gone.
Half of my, yeah.
One titty's gone.
No, one titty's gone.
Really? You don't know how crazy people are.
Then I'm going to have to get surgery to.
You could probably take one titty and make them two regular titties.
I would have to at that point in time. Breast tissue, I know. It's kind of hard to come by.
But to answer your question, that was the only time I really dressed up. I don't be dressing up, but I do like when the woman dresses up. Mm-hmm. So I've done the whole, like, not me, but they did, like, the French maid, nurse, all the classics. Except schoolgirls.
I was a mummy.
That's a weird one.
I was a mummy.
Hang on. One second. You had sex dressed up as a mummy?
Mm-hmm. For Halloween.
Mummies aren't even, is there a sexy version of mummies?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, did they just slide the toilet tissue to the side?
No, it was a dress. It was a mummy dress.
Okay.
And I had the high stockings, and I did the makeup, like a smoky eye, like dead face look, but still kind of hot. So I was dressed as a mummy. I didn't do the sounds, though. I should have did the sounds. Like,
you would have ruined it.
I would have.
If you were getting smashed and you went,
What was he dressed?
You sounded like a King Tut.
Mm-hmm. I think he was dressed as Otis from Martin.
God damn it. Well, this was almost a cool story. He was a Martin character fucking a mummy. That was disappointing. I thought you were going to say Dracula or what? Like.
What's wrong with me?
I thought if he was like Wolfman, it was like two classic monsters.
Yeah, come on, give me that ass, girl. Give me that ass, come on.
Stupid. Otis from Martin.
Otis from Martin.
That was almost a bigger letdown than Michael Jackson.
Damn. No. It was funny, though. It was good.
That was the last one?
That was the last one.
Okay. That was a good thread. That was very funny.
You like it?
That was very funny.
Yes.
We had some extra additional stuff to tack on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into mine. Let's get into the code switches.
All right.
Okay, we're going to call this, do you ask your coworkers to stop using the phrase or let them be? Ooh. Okay. So before we start, I should let everybody know what spin the block means, okay, to my limited street nigga knowledge. So if there's any, you know, hood niggas that are watching, you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. Spin the block is a reference to drive-bys. Because niggas out here are savage. They will pull up, get at your ass, spin the block, which is going around the corner, and then come back and get your ass again to make sure they finish the job or get some extra points
I've been spun the block on before.
Well, that's the thing. Wait, like the
that
how people
definition.
Use it? Oh, someone spun the block on you or near you?
No.
Who was trying to shoot you?
Us. It was the story I told on your show when I helped my boyfriend fight at the gas station. They kept going around the block because the gas station attendant had a gun and was waving it, but they still really
they
wanted
didn't
to get
you.
Us.
Yeah, they didn't shoot you, though.
They didn't shoot me, but I'm saying they spun the block. They
spun
kept
the block,
coming
came,
back around.
Came back at them.
Yeah, so with weapons and new people.
So the main way that it's used, you know, with that in mind, the drive-by way, is just to come back on somebody. Just like in regular conversation. You could spin the block on a relationship and decide you want an ex back. Be like, I'm about to spin the block on that ass.
On that ass.
So, yeah, you know, go and get at him again. Shoot the club up one more time,
ew.
If you will.
And that's when the baby comes.
So, this is from FK Alex Be Like, or The Strangest Thing. Hilarious. This is a black woman. She said, forgot to code switch in a meeting on Thursday and said, spin the block. My face immediately got hot from embarrassment, but they ate it TF up. Now they keep using it in a wrong context. Oh, no. I failed to gatekeep. I'm sorry to my community. Great tweet.
Thank you. I'm glad that you apologized.
So they wanted some more context, obviously. They said, what was the whole sentence? I need context. She said, I was describing how we landed a big account that we previously tried to book, but the timing and conditions just weren't right. I explained how 14 months later, our team decided to spin the block because you never know, and the rest is history.
Oh, my God.
You must have. I could feel the excitement in that room when they were just like, we what? I spin the block on that account, and I closed it. And they were just like.
Spun the block?
She said, the two other niggas in the meeting gave me a look of, I don't know, not hatred, but maybe detest. When you can't describe the look, that's disappointing. It's like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed in you. Like,
she's a great storyteller.
And we're getting all the best answers too, because another girl said, I'm pressed to know so bad. How did someone say it wrong? Like, what was the context? I feel I need to know.
I'm
Sally,
sure
you want to spin the block for some Starbucks, buddy? Sure, Chester, let's spin the block. So that was the example.
Okay.
The girl came back and said, the coffee went cold and a new batch needed to be made. So someone excitedly announced that they spun the block on a new batch of coffee. If anyone was interested.
The fact
that the joke example still had to do with coffee, with
because
Starbucks.
Because that's the first thing I thought, too. I thought Starbucks. I was like, I know they're going to spin the block to go to Starbucks.
Oh, so no, they spun the block in the close coffee first.
Then they spun the block. They went to the staff lounge and called that spin the block.
Oh, that must have been so wild to hear. Like, what? Oh, I did this. This was my fault.
See, I start using like phrases like, oh, that's awesome. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for this. When I really want to be like, that's dope. You know, but I can imagine me saying that's dope, you know, and they're like, dope? Do you do dope?
Oh, it's always the, because I don't use like crazy heavy slang, but it's always like the correcting to make sure that they know we're excited about something and not upset about something. Because a lot of our slang is so confusing because it means the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened probably the most with like somebody showing something that Black people get really excited about, like music, like a song or something like that, or like a video. Where myself or one of my Black friends will be like, oh, this is stupid. Oh, this is, what the hell? This
slap.
Is crazy. Man, yeah. And you have to just kind of like look at the person who's playing it and be like, no, they like it. I mean, they like it.
Wow.
I've had to do that a couple times. Like, no. It's like, that means it's good.
See, I have to use this, this technique with my parents as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because don't let me use any type of slang that's more from our generation. And my mom hear it.
What's up, podcast land? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Are you tired of the same boring, unoriginal podcast that lack depth, originality, and substance? Well, I got a solution for you. Join us here every Monday and Thursday on Revolt Podcast Network for the realest podcast ever, where we bring you the best in entertainment news, fashion, sports, music reviews, politics, and street culture with a mixture of the most powerful guests that you're going to find anywhere on the internet. Join us every Monday and Thursday for the realest podcast ever.
And she's like, oh, it's lit.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, fuck.
My mom and dad are in the group chat saying this is lit. Oh, it's always like older slang, too. Like, this is the bomb.
Right. My mom said cap. And I was like,
yep, that's one, too.
One, and then she'll look at me and she'll be like, I'm like, no, stop.
Hilarious. So this story had other people confessing to other times just like that. Said this girl said, I messaged a coworker, it's all good gravy, which I don't really.
It's all gravy?
It seems like that's the one I heard. But she said, it's all good gravy. He asked me if gravy was a typo or did I give him a new nickname? His name is Gary. Here's the best part, but now I just call him Gravy. Said, way to run with it, protecting our culture. She said, I had to pivot, sis.
Right.
She was just like, it's all good, Gravy. Am I Gravy? Yeah.
Yes. You
hey,
are.
Hey, Gravy.
Good Gravy. She said, like, good Gravy, right? Not only you, Gravy, you're good.
Last week, the new VP was trying to get something done right away from a different department. But he wasn't sure if he could. I told him, nah, you got this. You got all the sauce.
Oh,
he comes back 15 minutes later. I got the sauce, Kim.
No! No!
I got the sauce.
Hey.
You know that sauce is
like. You know who got the sauce? I got it.
You know that sauce they're talking about is like sour cream. Blue cheese.
The fire sauce from Taco Bell.
This is my favorite one.
Because
I love this. I love this. Phrase out of pocket when you out of pocket.
I'm scared.
My coworkers all say out of pocket when they mean away from their desk or out of office.
No, No.
Somebody else said, I've had a couple white coworkers do this, and they believe it means they're working out of their pocket.
As in their phone.
As in available from their phone, but not at their desk. So they'll just be like, all right, I'm out of pocket right now, but I'll be back.
Damn, but you know what? That low-key makes sense.
It's cool.
That's a pretty
good
way.
It sounds
like
cool office culture.
You know?
If I was, you know, the only black person in a white corporate setting, I would purposely make up new slang and pretend like all black people say it just to have fun with myself.
And them.
You know what I mean?
Because then they start using it and their other black.
If we had a fact machine, and I was just like, facts. Every time we got a fax machine, I was just like, facts. Just to get white people to do that. And then they started just doing it in the real world. Facts. Hey, yo, facts.
Oh, my God. That's like using cap. Cap.
Cap. Cap. I wore my hat today. Cap, cap, Patrick. Cap. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
Oh my God, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a cool little cultural thread.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're getting into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it.
Into the thick of it. Into the thick of it. Fug. That would have caused some parental dismay.
Right.
They said fug. Not fuck, but like fug. Parents would have lost it.
No, they wouldn't. You know what? How much shit they let SpongeBob get away with?
Never fug. I remember when Family Guy, when it first dropped, and it sounded like Stewie said, F and cry, instead of laugh and cry. People got so upset that he had to re-record it and say, laugh and cry. He had to, like, over-announce.
You really sound like him. No, but, you know, there's so much inappropriate Stewie. Shit. No, you sounded like him when you said laugh.
Horrible Stewie. But thank you.
You're welcome. But they say so much inappropriate shit on there. So for me, like, if that's what they were up in arms about, they have a whole pedophile, like, fucking character.
Oh,
so.
The old dude? What's his name? Hubert?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Hubert? I don't know what it is.
But he's always looking for the paper boy.
Get your fat ass back here. All right. Thick facts. Who's going first? Mine's crazy.
You go first.
Okay. I'll go first.
You go first.
All right. This mine's about nuclear war.
Jeez. That's heavy.
Yeah, right? But it's also kind of crazy. Because get this. According to the IRS manual, the IRS will resume tax collection within 30 days of a nuclear attack.
That's just greed.
They're on a net 30 after nukes.
No.
The manual also states that the staff is to focus on collecting current taxes because the widespread destruction could make it nearly impossible to recover previously owed taxes.
You have bigger fish to fry.
Way bigger. All this radiation outside, you on the phone on Microsoft Excel.
They trying to catch them before they die.
Exactly. They're trying to get as much as they can. They're like, we being nuked. Give us money real quick because you're going to be evaporated. That's insane.
That's evaporated.
Focus on collecting current taxes because the widespread destruction could make it nearly impossible to recover previously owed taxes. 30 days. That's how much. That's how much break. You think humans are already under enough stress. If we were nuked, we get 30 days to get back on our feet.
I'm sorry.
A smooth month.
The last people I'm thinking about is IRS, so.
Shit. Like, can you imagine getting audited during Armageddon?
I'm not even going to get the mail.
Yeah, right. Like, you go to the mail in hazmat suits. We owe taxes.
I can't open this. It might have radiation on it.
It just burns in the air.
Right. I didn't get the message. And that is a valid excuse, a valid reason.
Ain't
to
that
not pay
crazy?
For. I did not receive communication that I owed this.
Nuclear war.
That was crazy. I like that fact.
It's
I mean, I don't like
blowing.
It, but it
mind bombing. I don't know how that was a connection. What's your thread?
You know, you're pretty dark.
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm trying to grow a villain mustache, but I don't like it. It's getting too itchy.
Oh, is that why it'd be like coming over your lip?
It's circling up and touches my nose, and it's ticklish, and I just need to
Do you
cut
brush it?
I don't. I need a little mustache brush. I didn't know they had those.
Yeah, you can train it. Yeah, it's starting to look like the mustache you have in your profile picture on Instagram.
Oh, that's what I was going for. But no one told me how ticklish it would be.
The tickler.
Booty tickler.
We like it. I wasn't thinking of a butt.
No, I was just saying, geographically, if your mouth was there, the mustache would tickle the booty.
Depending on what position you're in. Okay. If the movie Finding Nemo, 2003, were scientifically accurate, Nemo's father would have transformed into a female after Nemo's mom died, and the two would have mated. You ready?
Grinding Nemo.
That's where your mind went? This is disgusting. Wow. Pounding Nemo.
Pounding Nemo. That anemone would have been a nasty place.
Ew. Okay.
That's wild. Well, so, I'm your mom slash girlfriend now.
So the female clownfish is the dominant fish.
Okay.
And the breeding male is the second largest. So when the female dies, the male changes sex and the largest sub-adult male becomes her new mate.
Which is usually a kid. They're one of her kids, right?
Right. When the female dies, the male changes sex and the largest sub-adult male becomes her new mate.
He just starts smashing the homie?
Yep.
That's like, quite a funeral.
I can't wait till your bitch die.
Damn. Can you imagine the funeral and you're just like, damn.
Hey, what if the males are like, no, please don't die. Like, I'm not ready.
And then they big homie is just like, time to make a pussy.
Right.
Or whatever they do. That's wild. That's wild.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, now I got to smash dad.
So I wonder if they shed. Do they shed the dick
shed
off?
Shed the penis? Just
what like, falls off?
Does in it, the arms of an angel. Or does it floats away?
Or does it just get sucked back up in? Like,
I'm ready.
You know how they can flip the do they flip the penis to become a vagina? Like,
I don't know why they're called the clownfish now. They should be called the freaky fish.
Yeah.
They on that gets, freak shit.
It gets wild down under.
That's a very dark logical explanation of a kids Pixar movie. Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, some weird other stuff would have happened if it wasn't real.
Right.
Look at Shark Tale.
I mean, but just to know, stuff. Like, wow, like not only do you switch sexes, but you end up having sex with your kid. Mm-hmm. That's fucking.
There's also a dark theory about that movie that all the eggs were eaten and. Nemo was made up in his head as like a coping mechanism.
What?
Yeah.
Some people went that deep.
I mean, it doesn't hold weight. These right. writers were obviously not thinking like, what if the Rugrats were dead the whole time?
Right.
That's just us right. being psycho no. and it's feeding into it. But I love a good fan theory.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one though. That's creepy and nasty.
You like
what kind of Pornhub stepmom, stepdad
wow.
thing is going on with
it's
that?
Not even step. This is
straight up
good old incest.
Good old fish incest.
Fish incest, yeah.
Why not end on fish incest? You know, there's not a lot of places to go from there. My favorite Pixar movie is Bug's Life.
A Bug's Life.
That's just a random place to go.
Is Up Pixar?
Yep. That's your favorite?
I really like Up.
Up is sad in the first minute. I don't got time.
But it's so good.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a heartwarming
story.
What
about Wall-E? No, that's Disney.
Wall-E was cool.
Wall-E was so good.
My top three are Aladdin, Bug's Life, and Emperor's New Groove as number one.
Oh, so you're just talking about animation, period?
Just
because Aladdin
Disney.
Is Disney.
Yeah, Disney's Pixar.
Oh.
I kind of.
Oh, they are. There. I thought they were separate.
They were separate for a little bit. I think they're all one family now.
Oh, okay, see, I'm going with like The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, and The Little Mermaid. Those are like
solid.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry.
It's all solid. I like Snow White. Those dwarves are kind of lit.
Yeah. Snow White and the Huntsman.
The dwarves are lit to me. I always like them more than the.
And they get a bad rap. They get judged.
Dopey.
By.
He was high as hell.
Dopey. When you think about it, like
and sleepy.
Oh, y'all wasn't slick. Dopey. Did we ever see? Now I'm gonna go back and watch and see. I'm telling you, see him, the gnomes, anything.
Those not gnomes, the dwarves. They were like every
gnomes?
Part of me.
Where are you at? They're
like
That's
every part of
me.
Gnomes are scarier. All right. Well, this has been dope.
Gargoyles.
You see how we changed it from fish incest and brought it somewhere brighter? Mm-hmm. I'm glad we did what we set out to do.
Yeah.
Well, this has been another episode of Thick Threads. I have been your co-host, Patrick.
And I'm Persephone.
Oh, you didn't do the end. I'm Persephone. That's all, folks.
Calling me a pig.
What?
It's calling me a pig.
Nope. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.